time for The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren is the author of How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want and How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. He's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. And now, Warren Eckstein.
Acting a little cranky? Does your rescued calico seem a bit content? Are your Weimaraners a bit woke? Well, if you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and truly want to understand your dog or cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're confused about your dog or cat's behavior, or just want to improve their lifestyle, you know what to do. Stay tuned, because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America's first and only real pet psychology, pet training, pet behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch. Bring those furry little buddies with you, because it's time once again to let the animal analyzing begin. Hey, good morning, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein, and this is The Pet Show, the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you want to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show fam, if you have a question or a comment about your dog's behavior, maybe that new rescue dog is a little shy, or that new cat you took in doesn't know how to use a litter box, the cat's waking you up at night, the dog's peeing all over the house, doesn't get along with other dogs, you can't take your dog for a walk because he pulls you down the block, cat keeps you up at night, got a new boyfriend, the dog doesn't like him. Get the idea, right? That's what we've been doing on this show for 44 years, almost 44 years, helping people resolve any issues that they may be having with their pets, a lot more likely any issues that their pets may be having with you. So if you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. I got some great stuff to give away on the show today as well. I got Lucy Pet Food, copies of my best-selling books. I got Hemp Allergy Aid, Quiet Moments, All-Natural Urban Flea Spray, lots of great stuff to give away. Kitty Litty, Lickies, Doggy Lickies. So if you have a question or a comment, great time to give me a call. The phone number here at The Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get to. And it makes no difference what type of question, or if you just want to brag. I love when people call me up and say, you know, Warren, I just rescued a dog that's 5 years old or 12 years old, or I just took this feral kitten into the house and he's working out fine. We want to hear those stories. And the reason we want to hear those stories is pretty simple, because the more we hear, the more my listeners hear, the more apt they say, you know what? I think I'm going out to adopt a new pet today. Again, the phone number is here at The Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get through. Broadcasting today from my new location in beautiful Arizona. Ah, yes, it's getting warm. Getting very, 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 very warm. I go out 3 times a day. When I don't walk Molly and Willie on the grass in the backyard, has those, I don't know, those horrible Arizona stones, I go out 3-4 times, then just hose off all the stones to make sure it's nice and cool, and I go and walk on them first by myself just to make sure it's not too hot for the guys. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. Denise actually says, you know, Warren, you care more about those dogs than anything else in the world, and she's got a valid point. Of course, I care about her just as much, but that's my life, Denise and my two dogs. The rest of the world, other than your pets, I don't know. Anyway, it's been interesting here, you know, living in Arizona now for a couple of weeks. And basically, it's amazing to see, because I'm in an older community, so it's amazing to see the type of dogs I'm seeing. You know, how many schnauzers do you see in L.A.? How many Shelties do you see in L.A.? So many different breeds that you don't see. Bearded collies, border collies, border terriers. Lots of dogs here. And it seems that everyone here doesn't have one. They all have two. I guess the dogs are like potato chips. You just can't have one. Again, that number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. If you have a question or a comment or just want to share a great story about your dog or cat, or brag a little bit, that's what I'm here for, 866-870-KRLA. Let me tell you what's coming up on today's show. It's kind of an interesting show and kind of a mix here, but I want you to really focus. And if you have a question or a comment, I want you to cue on this one as well. You know, human anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the United States. Actually, over 40 million adults are affected every year by some type of anxiety. The cure for anxiety may not always be drugs. Take it from me. It just may be a wet nose, a tail, or even a stub. Now, this sounds kind of humorous. You know, a dog makes us feel bad. This is legitimate study that can make all the difference in the world. With over 40 million adults suffering with anxiety, maybe some of them don't even know it. It's amazing what our pets can do. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on today's show. And man, did I get it this week. I went on a radio show and I said, you know what? I believe there's no such thing as a trained dog. What? No such thing as a trained dog, the host said. I said, that's right. I don't believe there's anything that we can call a trained dog. So hear me out. Why I believe in training for life and why I believe there's no trained dog. So hear me out on this one. You may get angry with me, but I think you're going to agree with me on this one. You know, I dive deep. I've been doing this for many, many years. And when I say I don't believe there's a trained dog, maybe there's a reason behind it. Also coming up, I wanted to do this last week. It really kind of bugs me. Every time I hear someone say, you know, cats are low maintenance animals. What does that mean? What does low maintenance mean? You don't have to walk them? Okay, I understand that. So we're going to take a look at why I believe that low maintenance is a myth. Let's face it, guys. Cats may not take as much time, but they're not pet rocks either, right? So we're going to talk about cats a little bit later. And also, and I did a whole story on this week. I posted it on YouTube, and I want you to take a look at it. But I'm going to share it here as well. Have you guys ever noticed, I mean, literally think about it. Have you ever noticed that your dogs act differently around certain people? Can dogs, hear me out, can dogs tell good people from bad people? Are they a good judge of character? Are your dogs a good judge of character? You know, I've told you in the past, I'm not going to go over and over again how my life's been saved several times by dogs because I trusted their instinct when it came to people I was around. So anyway, we're going to talk about that a little bit later. As always, plenty of time for all your questions and comments. As I said, lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is jumping, chewing, scratching, confused about the litter box, maybe they're not housebroken, don't get along with other dogs, some people are just your dog just believes if he sees it, it's his job to hump it, give me a call. Once again, that's what we do here, help you resolve any issues you're having with your pets and a lot more likely any issues your pets are having with you. And here we go with the question of the day. I go through this every day with Molly and Willie. We negotiate. So hear me. Have you ever been conned by your dogs or cats? I'll give you an example. Molly and Willie, when I came home, run up to me and say, hey, Pop, come on, time for a treat, time for a cookie. And I say, okay, guys, I missed you too. Here's a cookie. Then I find out 5 minutes before, the lovely Denise had given Molly and Willie. So they con me. They con me all the time. Do your pets con you? Give me a call. I'll send you a great gift. 866-870-KRLA. 866-870-5752. That is the way to get through to the pet show. So living here in Arizona, behind my home, I've already seen two coyotes walking by, but not to worry. Molly and Willie are never more than a foot away from me when they're outside and I'm there with them. But it's kind of interesting. You know, I lived in Santa Monica for about 30 years, somewhat 30 years, and there's a lot of coyote sightings, and yet I never saw one the entire time I lived in Santa Monica. And they are beautiful. I mean, too bad they do what they do, but they are beautiful animals. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get through. You can watch this on YouTube if you want. Go to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. And the reason I kind of push YouTube a lot is because I now share a tremendous amount of videos like, can dogs be a good judge of character? I did a whole 10-minute video on that. Plus, there's also short videos there as well. So check out youtube.com/Warren Eckstein, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Subscribe. It's free. I think you'll enjoy it as well. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. Let me take a quick phone call. We're going to go to San Diego today and my friend Pete. Hi, Pete. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren, how are you today?
I could not. A little warm, but not too bad, Pete.
Yes. Well, 6 months ago, we adopted a mixed Bichon poodle, miniature. Wonderful. Love this dog. And we had two Shih Tzus who passed away a couple of years ago. We said we'd never get another dog, but we missed having a dog. We adopted this dog who had been in three homes.
Wow.
Two parents died, two elderly people died, in a row, and then a daughter didn't want them. So we adopted this dog, and he came with a lot of separation anxiety, which we've lived with. We've had a trainer. We tried to calm him down. A lot of things have worked. He's very, very crying when we leave the house. We did try to crate train him. It helps to some degree. Here's a question I have to ask you about.
Let me just stop you for a second. I'll get to your question, but let me just stop you for a quick second here, okay? You had a trainer come into your home. You're telling me the dog was doing a lot of barking when you leave and suffering. What was that diagnosed as? Was it diagnosed as separation anxiety?
Yes.
But didn't you just tell me the dog had three homes before you got him?
Yes.
So let's get away from separation anxiety. How about every time you leave, in the past, his association has been with the people he loved, never coming home. So how about we deal with more of an abandonment issue than separation anxiety? And the crate, in your case, probably not the best idea. But that being said, I know the dog's anxious, and your question to me is what?
We left our dog for 10 days recently with a dog sitter who we love, and our dog seems to love. And she put a calming collar on him, and we just got him back 2 days ago. He's a different dog. He's a sweet, calm. He's like a new dog. And we can only thing we can think of is she gave us this calming collar. And it's, have you heard about such things?
I've heard of types of collars like this, but describe yours to me. It's kind of new to me. Go ahead.
What is the name of the drug?
Phenomenal.
Oh, there's drugs in the drugs in the calming collar.
It's not drugs. It's a chamomile, lavender, and all this.
So it's a natural flower, Bach type flowers to calm. Over the years,
I think the main ingredient is phenomenal. Doesn't make any difference.
Yeah. Listen to me carefully, okay? Over the years, I've had the opportunity of work with some of the most...
Is it really possible that a collar, a little plastic collar, could make such a difference in the dog's behavior?
It's not the collar that's making the difference. It's the sense within the collar, the flowers within the collar. Over the years, I worked with many complementary and holistic veterinarians that swear by this. I have seen amazing results. So the bottom line is, if it's not harmful and everything in it is natural and it works, I say go with it. I remember a dog years ago that I was working with was really a legitimate. It was a chow, legitimate like Cujo. We used some Bach flowers with the dog, put some on his collar, and the next day I came over and it was like working with Benji and Boomer. So it does work, not all the time. So I don't want people to say, well, I get it, it's my dog, he's hyper. But it was a, it's a good approach. It's an all-natural approach, and I definitely would not knock it in any shape, way, or form at all.
Okay, and when we leave the house, he's crying and barking, and is there a way to get over that?
Yeah, there is a way to get over that. In other words, you trigger the dog, Pete. When people leave the house, they leave a trigger. In other words, what they do, they pick up their purse, or they pick up their wallet, or they pick up their keys, they pick up their jacket, whatever they pick up, their umbrella, and they go out the door. Before you even do anything, the dog associates what you've just done with you leaving. So you're triggering the dog that you're going to be gone for a while. The best thing to do at that point is to just practice going in and out, go in the back door, out the back door, come right around. Don't make a big deal out of leaving or coming home. Although there was a new study that said people that do make a big deal out of leaving or coming home when they greet their dog doesn't really make any difference when it comes to separation anxiety. It's something I used to recommend, but you know, the times they're changing. So that's what I would recommend doing is just practicing going in. Don't make a big deal when you leave. Don't make a big deal when you come home, a pat on the head, whatever. Put down some special items, leave a radio on for him, and little by little he will come around as long as he starts understanding that when you go it's not going to be for a long period of time. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is so many dogs are just misdiagnosed. This is a dog that can probably deal well being on his own. But the problem is when he's been left in the past, no one came back for him. And how a relative can give away a dog like this. But God bless people like you, Pete, for adopting this dog and taking him in and doing what you did. So, keep me posted, though, and let's see how long this collar works. I'd like to send me, if you can send me an email with what's exactly in the collar, you can send it to mail@thepetshow.com, mail@thepetshow.com. I'd love to take a look at it.
Thank you, Warren, so much.
Don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, and we are going to send you. What am I going to send you? I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you something called hemp seed quiet moments. I want you to try the hemp seed quiet moments. I've had good results with it also. Give it a shot and let me know how it works for you. That's hemp seed quiet moments for just to remind Suzette it's something a little different. 866-870-KROLA, the phone number. Let me take a quick break before Alex throws something at me. When we come back, we got Kathy, we got Randy, we got Diane. The phone number here, 866-870-KROLA, 866-870-5752. Have you ever been conned by your dog is one thing we're talking about. And also, why I believe there's no such thing as a trained dog. How can I say that? I've trained thousands and thousands and thousands for every possible ability. Why did I change my mind and say there's no such thing as a trained dog? Hear me out when we come back. But right now, what you feed your dog is so critical to their health. That's why I endorse, recommend, and use Lucy pet food from my own guys, Molly and Willie. A day does not go by where I do not thank the people over there, Joey Herrick and the whole group over there, for the incredible food they make. Now, just this week, I had a question come to me from one of my listeners. They had a question about Lucy pet food. What did I do? What would you do? I gave it right to Joey Herrick, the CEO. Within 30 seconds, he responded to the listener and explained the question to her, and she was thrilled about that. In fact, she said, "We love you, Warren." It was really Joey that answered your question. Anyway, the bottom line is this is the type of company Lucy Pet is. Different than any other company out there. They really care. They manufacture the majority of their food right at their location right here in Southern California. But don't just take my word. I want you to listen to what people say about Lucy Pet. Here's a listener now.
Can I give a quick story about Lucy pet food?
Sure.
Okay, so I bought it because you said to buy it, and it says to blend it in with the food that you're feeding them.
Yeah.
So they can, like, you know, gradually, you know, get used to it. And my dog said, no way. They immediately started taking out the old food and leaving it all over the floor and only eating the Lucy pet food.
That's quite, what kind of dog is it?
Two Chihuahuas.
Those are smart dogs, I'm telling you right off the bat, because they're now getting the best food they can possibly get. And if you want to start giving your dogs and cats the best food they can possibly get, you want to switch them over to Lucy Pet Food, go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. You can check out the kitty lickies, the brand new doggy lickies, the dry food, the wet food, the dog food rolls. Check out lucypetproducts.com. Spend just $35 when you purchase, and shipping will be absolutely free. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than light.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. That is the way to get through. I'm going to get right to the phones in a second. Great time to call me, by the way. As I said, I have lots of great stuff to give away today. I got Lucy Pet Food, Kitty Lickies. I got the new Doggy Lickies to give away as well. All natural flea spray, copies of my best-selling book. So we're back on target here. And let me just share this with you, and then I'll get right back to the phones. Again, that number, 866-870-5752. I believe in only teaching one command at a time till the dog is properly educated. Let me give you an example. When many trainers teach a dog to consistently come to them when you call them, they ask the dog to sit when it arrives. I never do. Why? Well, will the dog link the final command, sit, with the reward rather than the behavior of running to you, which you're trying to teach the dog to do? So in other words, by calling the dog to you to come and then having him sit, when he sits, is he being praised for sitting, or is he being praised for coming to you? It's kind of an abstract way of looking at it, because in reality, it's really one command, if you want to say that, come and sit. I think that's confusing when you're first working with a new dog, so I believe in teaching one exercise at a time. I think it can make a big difference in how comfortable a dog feels about learning it. 866-870-5752, 866-870-5752. Let's go to Kathy in Alhambra, and then we're going to get to Randy and Diane. Hey, Kathy, welcome to The Pet Show.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm calling because 3 years ago they put my little doggy on a lifetime medicine called pridobendan, and that's okay, I guess. But last week they did a blood test, and they said that she has issues with her kidneys, so they put her on another pills, aminavestai, and it's in a capsule. I have to take the powder out and disguise it in some kind of a cat lick for the dog to give her. My question is, I listened to this program. of this man who said, you have to feed your dog raw food, raw liver, raw kidneys, otherwise it's very bad. So my question is, should I run down to the supermarket now and get all this raw liver, kidneys, and just chop it with the blood? Oh, he said, if I buy from him, he's been on Oprah, and all the rich people and the beautiful people with money, they buy from him free.
Hey, listen, whoa. That Oprah's dog is no more important than your dog, okay? So when people start dropping names like that, listen, you want me to go a list of names? I've trained president's dogs, okay? But listen to me carefully, okay? Here's the bottom line. I do not believe in feeding raw food. Many people do. That's their option. I get the reports from people whose dog got salmonella, whose dog choked on a bone. So I'm not a big believer. Yeah, some people swear by it, and there are people that say it's the greatest thing in the world, and people are very successful in feeding it. My personal opinion is I'm not that smart, okay? And I want to feed my dog something that I know is balanced perfectly for them. That's why I use Lucy Pet Food for my pet. So just because he did this one's dog and he was on this TV show, he was that TV show, doesn't mean that he knows what he's talking about. Now, I'm not telling you not to feed raw food. If you want it, that's your option. I'm just telling you from my personal opinion, I've heard the woes of people that do feed raw food, and I'm not a fan of feeding raw food myself personally. So in terms of giving the pills to your cat, you might want to do this. You might want to contact a compounding pharmacy. Again, I'm so shocked that vets don't talk more about it, where they can take what's in that pill and they can make it into a flavor, whatever your cat's favorite flavor is.
Okay, I got it.
So okay, but listen.
Yes?
Go ahead. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
So what kind of food should I feed? It's a dog. What kind of... she is going to a compound pharmacy to get the heart medicine, but the powdered for the kidney, that's in a powdered form.
I'm sure they can change that form as well. Speak to them at the pharmacy. Let them change that as well. Terms of what food they want you to feed the dog, they might want you to feed a special KD diet. I don't know. So you want to check that out with your vet again, but I would kind of hold off on the raw food at this point. But let me do this anyway. I'm trying to think of what to send you. You know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm going to send you some of the brand new doggy lickies. And here's why. Because if you're having trouble, maybe if you take some of the powder and kind of crunch it up in the doggy licky, the doggy lickies is basically how can I describe it? It's kind of like a porridge. And you can kind of put that on the medication and get the dog to eat it that way. In fact, my guy, Willie, is on medication right now. And what I'm doing with the medication, I didn't have time to go to a compounding pharmacy because it's something that happened really quickly. I have him on medication now. And the medication I use a little bit of doggy lickies to give it to him. So good luck to you and keep me posted. 866-870 Caroline. It just never ceases. I'm going to get to you, Randy and Diane. Be patient with me. I will get to you. It never ceases to amaze me how in the last 10 or 15 years, the hardest thing to do is find someone that is not an expert in either animal behavior, animal nutrition, animal care. And there's a lot of great people out there. I work with them every day from every rescue all across the United States and Canada. But the bottom line is sometimes you have to be analytical. Take the information they're giving you, then do the research yourself. Go online, read the stories if people are having a lot of success with the type of food you want to feed, or am I telling you the truth? Are there dogs that have gotten salmonella or dogs that have choked on the bones? Check that out for yourself and then make whatever decision you feel comfortable with. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. Plenty of time. I got a couple of open lines, pretty rare. I got some great stuff to give away, including Bit of Yuck, Hot Spot Foam, a Tear Stain Supplement, Herbal Flea Spray. I got you just heard me give away some doggy lickies. I got kitty lickies to give away. I got lots of great stuff, copies of my book. So great time to call me, 866-870-KRLA. Let me take a break. Randy and Danielle will be my first to call when we come back. But more importantly, still coming up on today's show, I'm going to share with you. Does anyone disagree with me? I believe that there's no such thing as a trained dog. Does anyone out there want to take me on and say, yes, my dog's trained, or believe that their dog is trained? Also coming out, we're going to talk about low-maintenance cats. Do you believe that your cats are low-maintenance? And also, and this is an important question, so there's kind of two questions I'm tossing out at you guys at the same time. Number one, have you ever been conned by your dog? And I got a feeling Diane's got an answer to that. But the other question that's really, really kind of important as well is, do you believe that dogs are a good judge of character? you know, I know that those people that that live with their dogs, and when people come over, and the dog may like certain people more than he likes other people, may react a little fearful around people or more assertive with other people or more lovey-dovey with others. So is your dog a good judge of character, or maybe your cat as well? So give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Quick break, then right back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. That number, 866-870-KRLA. Let me just share this with you, and I'll get back to the phone calls here. Cats in low maintenance. I get this all the time. I've been hearing it for years and years and years and years that cats are low maintenance. And cats are low maintenance in comparison to dogs, but they're not pet rocks. Sure, they don't need round-the-clock pet sitters to take them on multiple walks a day when you're on vacation, but they still need love and attention. So if you leave your cat for a weekend with an automatic feeder and a giant water bowl, yeah, they'll survive, but the question is, will they be happy? I'm not necessarily sure they will. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. Let's go to Randy and Diana. I see Dr. May is on the phone. The vegan vet, we'll talk to her in a couple of minutes as well. But right now, let's go to Randy in San Pedro. Hey, Randy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Warren, how are you, sir?
I could not be better. What's up, Randy?
I have a dog that we live in the tropics part of the year and way down.
Did we lose
out of
you,
the
Randy?
Jungle, walked up to me, put her head on my leg, and I shoot her away because my other dog passed away a while back. And I said, "Dad, you want me to have it? Bring it the next day." And same time next day, she did the same thing. We let her come in the condo. We fed her. She weighed 27 pounds. She had Ehrlichia, and she was just about dead. She was pregnant. So we took her down. The vet aborted the babies, fixed her. We fed her. We've had her 6 years. The problem with her, and I've done a lot of searches with a local PD with canine dogs, and anybody comes up behind my wife or reaches close to her when we were leaving to go back down. My buddy was helping with a suitcase. He reached right by my wife. She bit him in the arm. A guy came up on a bicycle behind her, didn't say, "Hey, you know, I'm coming." Luckily, she was on a leash.
How long have you had the dog now?
6 years.
What have you done to resolve it?
Pardon me?
What have you done to resolve the problem?
You know, people can't really come in our home except my sons and grandchildren. And
no, but that's not my question. My question is, what have you tried to do to resolve it?
Put her on a leash is just about. And when I have a Garmin e-collar, same one we used at work, and you know that.
Right. Well, right off the bat, we're not training military or police dogs here. Why are you using an e-collar?
That's what we used at work.
I know that's what you used at work, but why are you using it with your own personal dog at home?
Because I can't take a chance of her getting somebody. So,
rather than taking time to resolve the issue, you're more and take this the right way. What you want to do is control it rather than resolve it.
Okay,
so let's resolve the problem. Number one, we found this dog. We don't know what type of abuse this dog may have been through in the past. You found him wherever. I didn't hear the exact country you found him in, but you found him.
In a place called Zihuatanejo by Acapulco on the coast of Mexico.
To me, that's Long Island. So anyway, what you want to do right now is you want to make sure, I'm assuming you've done good basic training in a positive way. And if you've not done it, and you use the e-collar, which I don't believe in, it's a whole different ballgame.
Only if she starts to get into something, then I'll have to hit her with the e-collar. The rest of the time, I never use it.
Put the e-collar away. Well, I want you to go back to basic training using a regular harness, a regular lead, and a regular collar. Go back to basic training. Once you have the control over the dog with the basic training, then you can start instituting some socializing in play here. But the bottom line is, if you give her a zap because you're fearful she's going to go after someone, she associates that someone with getting that zap. How is that resolving the problem? You know I'm right, Randy. You know I'm right.
You're the expert. That's why I called.
No, I'm glad you did. You know, having trained as many police and military situations I have, I've never used an e-collar, nor will I ever use an e-collar. I know most of the police forces and military does use e-collars now. It's a whole different ballgame from when I was doing it. But the bottom line is, when you use an e-collar, what you're doing is you're postponing the inevitable. You're not resolving the problem at all. You're just putting the problem off for another day because you're stopping it at that moment. It's like putting handcuffs on someone who's doing a crime. When you take the handcuffs off, he's not going to stop doing the crime. You got to teach him what the crime is and why he did it and why that's wrong. So first thing I want you to do is really spend some time on good basic training. He'll sit, stay down, and come. Not that I care whether the dog does that. The bottom line is I just want you to start a positive communication with the dog. That's critical. And then start introducing little by little when you leave. Maybe you can make some recordings of friends' voices that you have, neighbors, whatever. Then you can take them out for a walk on the street. Maybe go halfway down the block where you have someone you know, already knowing his name, having one of his favorite toys or a treat for him. So he starts associating positive things with people on the street versus maybe being kicked or chased in the past. I think that's where you need to be at this point, Randy.
Okay.
But I will stay with you to the end. So you keep calling me and you keep talking to me, but I'll stay with you then. Follow my advice. I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to send you a copy of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want. Just some good, solid, basic training. Obviously, you want to be cautious. You don't want the dog biting anyone. It's like the person who has a dog that's aggressive, and they automatically put the muzzle on the dog before they even attempt to resolve the issue. It doesn't resolve it. It just covers it up. Let me go to Dr. May, then I'll get right to you, Diane. Hey, Dr. May, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on. It's great to
It's been a while. How you been, by the way?
Pretty busy. I'm building a clinic in Chino Valley, Arizona, so I'm excited to be starting a new chapter and having my own practice there.
Is that by Prescott? Chino Valley is by Prescott? Where's Chino Valley?
That's right. That's north of Prescott, exactly. 30 minutes north of Prescott.
I lived in Sedona for many years, and actually my radio show's heard in Prescott, one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world. I love that whole area. So you're opening a practice there. When are you opening?
It'll be by mid-July that I'll be open, but it's currently being remodeled. When I bought the property 2.5 years ago, there was a detached barn on the property that I've gotten permission from the county of Yavapai to convert into a clinic, and I have a contractor doing the work right now, so we'll be ready to open in a couple months.
Man, you sound so, I can tell in your voice, you sound really, really excited.
Yeah, it's just been a long time coming, a dream of mine that I've had for years, so I'm very grateful that this is finally coming into fruition.
I remember years ago you mentioning something to me about wanting to do something like this, and I'm so glad when someone like yourself, who's a person committed to what they do, does find a success. And will you let me know when you're all settled in? I'd love to take a ride up there because I'm living not too far away from you. I'm living in Peoria now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not too far. So I'll definitely let you know and I'm doing house calls still in the meantime, going around to the Quad Cities area, occasionally down to Phoenix. In fact, I have a vet conference in Tucson later this month, May 16th through the 18th. I'll be going down to Tucson for, but then driving back up to Phoenix for a rabies titer clinic I'm doing on the 19th. At a pet shop that's down there, because we're trying to raise awareness about the benefits of titer testing too, which is a good alternative to boostering when there's no need for that.
Well, I want you to send me some information, and I'd like to get you on the air maybe in a few weeks. Maybe we'll talk a little bit, or maybe I can get you to write something a little bit about
Sure.
Valley fever.
Yeah, that's one of the things that can affect dogs in the desert. Yeah, I've seen that happen a couple times.
Yeah,
now.
And people don't realize it has nothing to do with exposure to another dog. It's from the dirt.
It's the fungus and dirt. Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, listen, keep me posted. My email's simple, mail@thepetshow.com. Keep me posted. Let's chat some more. Let me know exactly when you're going to be there, and maybe I can take a ride up, and we can have a vegan lunch together. How's that?
That would be great. Okay, I will.
Good to talk to you. Have a great day, and thank you for calling. I really appreciate it. A great lady. I've had her on podcast with me. She's really interesting. A vegan vet, not a whole lot around. Hey, the phone number here, 866-870-KRLA. Let me go to Diane. Hey, Diane, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
I was calling because you asked the question if our dog or our cat cons us sometimes. And we have a 16-year-old Cocker Spaniel, Sammy, and my husband seems to be his favorite, but that's okay. So we're sitting on separate couches, my husband and I, and watching TV, and Sammy will come over to my couch and look up, and since he's older now, we pick him up to put him on the couch with us. So he's acting like he wants to sit with me. So when I get up to pick him up, he quickly walks over to my husband's couch because he wants to really go up with him.
Yeah, see, they do. They play favorites. They do that all the time, you know.
Yeah.
Who smells the best at any given moment? 15 years old. You know, it's one of the things I've been seeing around here.
He's
when I grew up.
16.
Wow. I grew up in New York. Of course, you would never know that. And I spent a lot of time, before I moved to Long Island, a lot of time in Queens and the Bronx. And when I was growing up, lots of people had Cocker Spaniels. My next door neighbor had a black Cocker Spaniel, a Rocky Cocky Spaniel. And then you don't see them that often. But now that I'm seeing more and more, and I just love Cocker Spaniels. They're just such really great dogs. Anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you some doggy lickies for your dog that's conning you all the time. Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll get to Harriet. We'll get to Frida. The phone number here, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. The question of the day, have you ever been conned by your dogs or cats? You know you have. That's one of the questions. And the other question is, and this is kind of important. I wrote a whole big, I'm going to show you. I can find it. I wrote a whole big thing because I recorded it this week, whether or not the concept of maybe I'll hold off and talk about that later. I wanted to talk to you about whether or not you believe that your dog is a good judge of character. Can your dog tell if people are good people or bad people? I want to hear from you as well. Give me a call, 866-870-KRLA. Plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 866-870-5752. 866-870-KRLA. That is the way to get through. A quick break, then back to your phone calls. All right, listen up. You hear me talk about them every week. And now I got amazing news. Kitty Lickies, you know how everybody who calls me with Kitty Lickies says, Warren, what is this stuff? It's amazing. Well, now they're also doggy lickies. I'm going to talk about Kitty Lickies, then I'll tell you about doggy lickies. You know, you are owned by a cat. Believe it, understand it, accept it. Your cat owns you. They tell you when they want to hang out, when they want to sleep, when they want to eat, when they want to play. They know exactly what they want. Let me tell you, they're asking for Kitty Lickies by Lucy Pet. Why? They're scrumptious, lickable mousse cat treats and food toppers. Your cats will enjoy Kitty Lickies either directly from the pouch or squeeze it over food as an extra treat. Amazing for those finicky felines. You know who I'm talking about. Kitty Lickies lickable mousse cat treat comes in three feline favorite recipes: chicken and duck, sardine and tuna, or salmon and chicken. I want you to hear from a listener on what they said about Kitty Lickies.
So she won't always come when I call her. She'll acknowledge me, but she comes when she wants to. But when I ask her, I'm in my room, and about 10 minutes ago, she's under the couch in the living room because she likes the dark. But when I say, Simone, want a Kitty Licky? That cat comes running. She loves the chicken and duck. She loves the sardine and tuna. I've got a great supply of them.
You know, these are the stories I hear every single day. And now Lucy has also doggy lickies. And I'm telling you, kitty lickies, doggy lickies, they're exciting. They're amazing. They really encourage your dogs and your cats. I want you to check out Kitty Lickies and Doggy Lickies. And while you're there, go to the website, lucypetproducts.com. Check out the Lucy Pet Food, dry and wet for your dogs and cats. You can check out the dog food rolls, the kitty lickies, the doggy lickies. And if you spend just $35 at their website, they will ship it to you free. So don't wait. Go to lucypetproducts.com today. I'm Warren Eckstein, this is The Pet Show.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 866-870-KRLA. Got plenty of time for your calls. We got a whole hour, but let me go to Harriet right now. Hey, Harriet, welcome to the Pet Show.
Thank you very much, Warren. Thank you for everything you do.
Well, I appreciate that. How can I help you today?
Well, my father was a dermatologist, and he read a study that children with asthma could get Chihuahua dogs because the asthma was caused by the mites in the mattress, and the mites would jump on the dog, and then the children wouldn't breathe them in. Have you ever heard of that?
I am not an allergist in any way, shape, or form, as I sneeze and wipe my nose. But the bottom line is this, okay? A lot of people use allergies as an excuse not to have a dog. And in some cases, that is a legitimate excuse. But actually, the new studies that came out that say that kids that are exposed to dogs early on are less apt to develop allergies as they age. So in terms of Chihuahuas being any less allergic to other dogs, because if there's mites in the mattress, why would they not go after Chihuahuas, but they go after Schnauzers? I don't understand that concept. So that's where I'm a little confused.
I know, that makes no sense.
But anyway, there are ways. If you ever really are concerned, if you go to my website, thepetshow.com, I wrote an entire article on if you really want a dog and you have severe allergies, these are things you need to do. Get rid of carpet, get rid of drapes, get Venetian blinds, tile up floors. Instead of getting a furniture with a fabric, you might want to get Naugahyde, whatever it's called, that fake leather stuff. So the bottom line is there are things you can do to live with allergies, air purifiers and whatever. So if a kid can live with a dog, I hate to see them denied of not living with a dog or a cat. So anyway,
story was that the dog helped the child. You know,
well, it's very possible. It's very possible. It's very possible that the dog had allergies and exposure to the allergies helped to limit the response on the child's part. Absolutely. I've heard that 1,000 times, Harriet, 1,000 times.
Right.
Anyway, what kind of pets do you have now?
Well, I have a cat, and you've helped me with my cat before, but he has diabetes, so I'm afraid to give him any other kind of food that he's being handled with food alone, with just keto.
No, I know. I definitely understand that. So let me see. Everything I have is kind of food or food related. I'm just trying to look at the, you know what? You may not wear it. You may want to wear it, but I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm sending you a T-shirt that says none of my friends walk upright, because truly none of my friends do walk upright. Let me do this. Let me take a break here. I got to do a commercial. When we come back, Frieder, I'm going to get to you, calling from beautiful West Long Branch, New Jersey. Boy, do I know that area well. And also, Sharon, I want to get to your call. We got open lines. We got a whole hour to go. The phone number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. I know you've been trying to get hugs and kisses, and I know you went to Amazon, they were out of it. I know you went to Walmart, they were out of it. You even went to my website, and they're out of it. But they're coming back any day now, I promise. So if you want to make sure your dogs and cats are as healthy as they possibly can, my Hugs and Kisses 4-in-1 vitamin supplements are there for that specific reason. Number one, it has both lecithin and biotin. Why? Lecithin and biotin, a combination, great for the skin and coat, will help avoid excessive shedding, dander, dry skin, and even help with some hair balls as well. Plus, from a digestive point of view, we know about probiotics and how great probiotics are. So I made my Hugs and Kisses even better by adding prebiotics. And now I have prebiotics and probiotics. Why is that good? Prebiotics actually feed probiotics, making them work a whole lot better. And of course, it's me, so there's no soy, no wheat, and no corn. I want you to check out the Hugs and Kisses. Don't get frustrated if they say they're out of enough. Get them back within a week or two. Promise, okay? So check out Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements at Amazon.com, where they're an Amazon choice, Walmart.com, or thepetshow.com, or call my office at 1-800-430-HUGS. Julie loves when I give out the phone number, 1-800-430 in the word hugs. If they don't have them, I'm promising you they will have them within the next week or so. So check out Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements at Amazon, Walmart, or thepetshow.com. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. Frieder, I'm going to hold you over till the next hour, only because I don't want to rush your call. But let me go to Sharon right now. Hey, Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Warren. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So tell me about your dog.
So you asked about if anybody's dogs have kind of like radar about certain people.
Yeah.
And I have a Yorkie mix, and I called a while ago, about a month and a half ago, about she's an ankle biter. And she's an equal opportunity ankle biter. She'll bite anybody in the ankles.
She's a Yorkie. She's a Yorkie. Where do you expect her to bite? She can only reach the ankles. Come on.
I know. Luckily, that's all. But so you suggested that I leave some of her toys for when somebody comes over so that they can take one of her toys before they come in and throw her toy so that she'll be distracted. And it that really works.
Man, am I a genius or what?
You are a genius. That was a great suggestion.
So tell me about your dog and other people. I see from my screen, she says she's a good radar of people. Is she a good judge of character?
Well, she's very wary of people. So she's not, you know, I take her for walks, and if somebody wants to pet her, I say don't pet her because she'll get snappy. But with me, I mean, she loves me.
See, but Sharon, you're the problem. You're the problem, Sharon. Take this the right way. But as soon as you see somebody approaching your dog, you get anxious, you get fearful because you're reacting as if the dog's going to react to them, thus going from one end of the leash to the other, causing your dog to react the way she is, in fact, reacting. So I understand that. What I would do, again, is I would try a lot more socializing, meeting a lot more people on the street that maybe you know her name already, and build that up that way. But correcting is not a way to go. So, you know, you're lucky she's a Yorkie, but the bottom line is this can easily be resolved.
Yes, and she's super cute, so everybody notices her.
Of course she's super cute. So in other words, if she doesn't like someone, do you find that you generally don't like that person either?
Yeah. She puts a look on her face. You could just tell.
There you go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to donate your gift to, I appreciate the call, I'm going to donate your gift because I know you called a while ago. I'm going to break for the top of the hour. When we come back, Frieda, I got open lines, pretty rare here on the Pet Show. Don't worry about the Kentucky Derby. Should be running with those horses anyway. The phone number here, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Now, speaking of what we just were talking about whether or not pets are a good judge of character, when we come back, I actually wrote this, which is pretty, you guys know it's rare that I write anything. I actually wrote this, and I'm going to share with you why I believe dogs are a good judge of character. Then also coming up, and no one's calling me out on this. I wish they would. Why I believe there's no such thing as a trained dog. No such thing as a trained dog. Plenty of time to answer all your pet and animal questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. Lucy Pet Food, copies of my books, T-shirts, flea spray, 866-870-5752. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. If you love animals, you have come to the right place. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show, America's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, of course, pet lifestyle show as well. If you have a question or comment about your dog or cat's behavior, maybe they're jumping, maybe your dog is humping everything in sight, your cat looks at the litter box, says pee in there yourself, wakes you up at night, doesn't get along with the new cat, you take your dog for a walk, he turns into Cujo. Get the idea. That's what we do here on The Pet Show. We help you resolve any issues you may be having with your pets, and as I say, time, any issues your pets may be having with you. Great time to give me a call. If you're new to the show, let me just remind everyone that if you give me a call and I like you, and I like most people, I may send you a great gift like kitty lickies, doggy lickies, copies of my best-selling books, Lucy Pet Food, all-natural herbal flea spray, hemp seed oil, a bit of yuck, lots of great stuff to give away. The phone number here, 866-870-KRLA. And the question of the day is this. Have you been conned by your dog or cat? Have you ever been conned by your dog or cat? That's one of them. But the question that's more important that I want to share with you guys right now, and I really wrote this out, is, are dogs a good sense of people? Can dogs tell if people are good and bad? My opinion, you know. Well, let me share this with you. As I said, I wrote this, just a quick read. Also, it'll be up on my my YouTube channel, youtube.com. I did a video with this as well because it's so important. So let me go through this with you. Can dogs sense what people are good and what people are bad? You ever notice your dog acting differently around certain people? Many dog guardians swear that their dogs are a great, great judge of character. Dogs understand our emotions as well as we behave. Humans are always sending out cues, and our dogs easily pick up on them, even the small, minute ones. Things that can really trigger are tone of voice. Tone of voice is very important to dogs. A high-pitched tone of voice versus a low-pitched tone of voice can make all the difference in terms of how your dog may be reacting to someone he's meeting for the first time. Maybe the dog was abused by someone with a deep voice, or maybe the dog was abused with someone with a high-pitched voice, or maybe by children. That's all stuff you need to take into consideration. What about body movements? Maybe the dog was hit, so when you go raise your hand or move your hand, maybe the dog is reacting that. So those are important things. Dogs do understand good and bad. Now, something we may not be aware of. As you know, for many years, I trained in Europe and Southeast Asia during what's called Schutzhund training, ring sport training, Polizeihund training. And the bottom line is this. When a person is being assertive or aggressive, their body chemistry changes. So that chemical change in our bodies change with our emotions, and dogs pick up on that. And I trust my dog 100%. They're not just responding to the signals the person is putting out, they're responding to all of it. And also, so many of my listeners, and bless you guys for doing this, so many of my listeners have rescue dogs. And over the past, we don't know what type of abuse is. For example, I've worked with dogs that were only aggressive when they saw someone come with a hat. I worked with dogs that were only aggressive when they saw someone carrying a purse. I work with dogs that only become aggressive with a man with a mustache, or a man with a beard, or a man with a deep voice, or a man that had a limp, or a man that used a wheel. So all of these things can make a difference. So that doesn't mean necessarily that your dog is going to judge the character, but generally speaking, when your dog is reacting in a certain way, there's a reason for it, and you really need to take the time what that reason's all about. So I honestly believe 90% of the time, if my dog reacts in a negative way to someone, chances are that I'm going to feel negatively about that person. I know that's far-fetched to a lot of people, but I trust my dog's instinct. Why? Because you can fool me. I'm not that smart. You can put things over on me, but you can't put things over on Molly and Willie. Hey, great time to give me a call. I got an open line or two. Pretty rare here on the Pet Show. Great stuff to give away. The phone number, 866-870-5752. 866-870-5752. 866-870-KRLA. I'd like to get your take on that as well. Do you notice your dog reacting differently to people? And I'll throw it at the cat guardians as well. Do you notice your dog or your cat reacting in different ways to different people? And if you really take the time to analyze it, are your dogs doing it or your cat's doing it for a specific reason? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. 866-870-5752. 866-870-KRLA. That is the phone number. Let me take a phone call right now. Let's go to Frida, calling all the way from Jersey. Hey, Frida.
Hey,
yo,
Norman.
Make you feel at home. Yo, what can I do for you?
Okay, great. I got about a 5-pound little Maltese that he'll just start growling. He hasn't bitten anybody, but he'll growl even if he's just looking outside, or if he sees any people, he'll growl, and he barks a lot. So
okay, so let's look at life from his point of view, okay?
Yeah.
How would you feel, Frida? And I know you live in Jersey, a rough neighborhood. I've been there many times. How would you feel if everyone around you was 16 feet tall and talked in a language that you didn't understand? How would you feel?
Yeah.
Got it.
So that's why, you know, we always hear from people that say, well, we have little dogs, they have a Napoleon complex. That's why it's so critical to make sure you take the time to socialize. And you know, a lot of people say, well, it's a little dog, he doesn't need training. The training's not because he sits and stays. Who cares? The training's to build up his confidence, to increase his self-esteem, to increase the self-image. So let me talk about growling for a bit. Everyone out there, I bet everyone listening right now just assumes that when a dog growls, it's a bad thing. Depends on the sound of the growl. But more importantly, why do dogs growl? Why don't they just bite you if they don't like you? You can't answer that, right? No, that what they're doing, it's the dogs, many dogs growl specifically because they're feeling insecure. They're feeling uncomfortable. They don't feel good at that time, whatever it is. They're feeling a certain type of stress or anxiety. And what they're doing is they're growling to let you know this is how they're feeling versus just biting. So in many cases, the interpreting the growl is not a bad thing. The growl is a good thing. It's a dog letting you know how it feels. And then maybe you can do a lot of behavioral work to take that negative feeling that he may have and turn that into a positive thing. So lots of times when you have a growling dog and trainers and people will recommend, well, tell the dog, no, bad dog, fooey, bad. No, but that's not the way to approach it. The way is to build up the dog's confidence. So what I would do, not unsimilar to what I suggested earlier to the dog, the dog that came out of the jungle area, is have some people out on the street that the dog already knows. Have them know his name. Maybe give him a toy, a treat, whatever. Have them come to your house with a special toy or treat. See if that doesn't make all the difference in the world for you. But the bottom line is, that a lot of times people assume that their little dog is aggressive. I always hear this, and I said it before, Napoleon complexes. It's just a matter. One of the things I've tried to do, which kind of made me a bit of a rogue, is whenever I look at animal behavior, in all the years I've been doing it, when I was studying in Europe and all, I always try to look at it not from my point of view, because I'm not smart enough. I try to look at why the dog is reacting or the cat's reacting from their perspective. If I were this dog or I were this cat and I had that background, what would I be doing? How would I react to that type of situation? So very often when you have a dog that's growling and we assume and we start yelling, no, stop growling. Actually, the growling is not a bad thing. The growling, I'll give you a prime example. My little Willie, who's been horribly abused before Denise and I adopted him and Molly, horribly abused. When you go to pick up Willie, he gives you a little bit of a growl. Can I stop it? Yeah, but it's his way of feeling good. He gets it out of his system. So I pick him up, I say, knock it off, and that's the end of it. That's the end of the story. He doesn't growl at other people, only growls at me when I pick him up, and that's because of abuse he might have gone over the past with other people. But now he's fine, but he still does that little growl, and again, he's just telling me he's feeling a little uncomfortable, and I say, okay, I got it, Willie. This is going to make you feel a lot better. So I want you to understand it's not a problem dog. It's a dog with a situation, but if you follow my advice, you know, really solidify the basics, more time socializing, more time with that introduction, you should be pretty much on target.
So you're really just saying he needs to socialize more?
Yeah. In other words, he needs to see what happens now, because your fear of him biting, which is understandable, prohibits you from socializing him.
You know what? I got to tell you, I don't think he has really never bitten anybody. So I'm not really so concerned about that. But he just.
But you won't let him go near anybody when he's growling either, right?
Well, you know what? I always was worried about that. But then what happened was, I was at the vet, and he saw another dog, and he started growling. Then all of a sudden, when he started getting close to the other dog, he stopped growling. It's like he wanted to play with the other dog.
The situation is this: very often, when you have a dog on a leash and they can't get to the person or get to the other dog, that confinement on a leash actually increases the assertive behavior on the dog's part. So when he was at the vet hospital with you, he was already anxious and nervous when he went to the vet. Every dog is. But the bottom line is, once he saw the other dog and got close enough to the other dog and realized by watching the other dog's body language that this dog presented no threat, then his thing. And it'll be the same thing with people. That's what I was talking about. Have people that already know his name. Have one of his toys. I think that's going to make all the difference in the world for you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
Frida, keep me posted and say hello to everyone at was it Monmouth College in West Branch?
I'm sorry?
It's Monmouth College, right?
Yes. Monmouth University. Now it's university. You're talking about college that was 30 years ago.
No, they didn't accept me. they rejected me. The only time I went to Monmouth College in New Jersey, a friend of mine was going to school there, and I went to see a concert by, you ready for this, the Four Seasons? And they were still young back then. But anyway, yes, Monmouth College said, no, we do not want Warren. You're sorry now, guys. Anyway, Frieda, I know I sent you a gift before, so keep me posted, all right? You have a great day now. Bye-bye. The phone number here, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. We're going to get to you in a second, Mimi. You know, it just kind of brought this up with me. And a lot of people say, Warren, we want to hear a little bit more of your background. I got rejected from every college I applied to. Not because I didn't have brains, not because I was smart. I was a tough child. I was always in trouble. I had a lot of bad records on my thing. So the first college I went to, after being rejected by every school imaginable, even New York Institute of Technology on Long Island said, no, Warren. I wound up going to a school at the beginning in Houlton, Maine, called Ricker College. Don't look it up. It's not there. It closed down after I went there. Ricker College in Houlton, Maine. Okay. And then I was able, after 6 months and great grades, I was able to transfer to Long Island University. And, you know, I told the story before. I was in the psychology lab, and I released hundreds and hundreds of guinea pigs that were studying with drugs that I didn't like what they were doing, and I let them all over the campus. Therefore, I got kicked out of that school. Anyway, it's a long, long story. The phone number here, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-572. I want to find out from you guys. This is really kind of an interesting question. Number one, have you ever been conned by your dogs? Has every dog look like he wants to go outside, and you know that your significant other just already had him out, or they gave him a treat, and now he's begging you for a treat, thinking that he can con you because somebody already gave him a treat? That's one of the questions. Have you ever been conned by your dogs? Or do you believe that dogs can be a good judge of character? I do. I believe that dogs can be a good judge of character. What do you think? Give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. The phone number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Anybody out there have a trained dog? Because I don't think there's anything like a trained dog. I don't believe there is a trained dog. Anyone believe or want to disagree with me, think they really have a trained dog? Give me a call, 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. Quick break, then right back to all your phone calls. Anyway, the bottom line is, listen, you know I've talked to you about food every single week, and you know the dog food and cat food I recommend is manufactured by Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. This is a company that I endorse, a company I recommend, a company I trust for many, many, many different reasons. I don't think I've ever met a more ethical company than the people at Lucy. I think I told you earlier, if you weren't listening, I had a question from some listener this week, sent me an email. I looked at it and I said, you know, this is beyond me. I sent it to the CEO, my good friend Joey Herrick over at Lucy. He answered it within a couple of minutes. We sent it back to her, and she just could not have the praise and understood, and was just so thrilled that the CEO actually took the time to respond to her question. That's what Lucy Pet is all about. I want you to check out Lucy Pet Food. They take out their brand new doggy lickies, or their kitty lickies as well, or their regular dog food, wet or dry. Or if you travel a lot, you might want to check out their dog food rolls. Here's a listener. This is what they said about Lucy Pet Food.
I switched my dogs to the Lucy's Pet Formula several years ago, both my puppy that I rescued 5 years ago, she's in the car next to me if you hear her whining.
Oh, I can hear her, okay.
And my senior dog, both were on that, and they love it. I do the duck and quinoa Lucy Pet Formula.
You know, these are the stories that I get, and these are the stories I like to share with you every week. And the reason I like to do that is I want you to hear from regular people, listeners just like you, who have taken my advice and tried giving their dog either a kitty lickies, doggy lickies, or a Lucy pet food. And the response is always the same. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want you to go to their website, lucypetproducts.com. LucyPetProducts.com. Check out all the great things they have there. And if you spend just $35 at the website, they will ship it to you absolutely free. So check out Lucy Pet Products today. You'll be happy, and your dogs and cats will be absolutely thrilled. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That phone number, 866-870-KRLA. 866-870-5752. We're going to get to you in a second, Mimi and Tila as well. A brand new study was kind of an interesting study to me. You know, a lot of times litters of puppies will wind up at shelters or humane organizations or rescues. And this was kind of interesting. Did you know this new study where several puppies between the ages of 3 and 5 weeks were exposed to a variety of video images has found that that type of exposure may help puppies learn how to adapt better to novel stimuli and situations. This can prove beneficial to puppies raised in impoverished environments, such as kennels, where opportunities to be exposed to a variety of stimuli and situations are often lacking. My role would be no puppy should ever be in that situation. But the bottom line is they're finding, even at rescues and shelters across the country, that the use of dogs with stimuli, whether it be TV or videos, whatever it may be, can really make them respond a lot better, because it's not the first time they're hearing it. So many things in our environment are so different than what they've heard in the past. So making sure that the dog gets different stimuli is critical to getting that response. Great, great information there. I just wanted to share that with you because I get calls all the time about undersocialized dogs. And if you, and again, thank you. I cannot thank you guys enough. You guys adopt more dogs in shelters than any other group of people, and that's important. But puppies that may have been a litter dropped off, or maybe someone had a litter at the shelter, TV and other video games can really make the dogs feel a lot better and help them with socialization later on. Hey, 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. So here's the deal. I don't know why no one's responding to me on this one, but listen to me. Why I don't believe there's anything or no such thing called a trained dog. How could that be? With all the training I've done and the training my listeners have done, how can I possibly sit here in front of thousands of people and say, Warren, talking to myself, I don't believe there's such a thing as a trained dog. I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, 866-870-KRLA. Or if you believe that your dog or cat can actually con you, or if you believe that your dog or cat is a good judge of a people or person, give me a call, 866-870-5752. 866-870-KRLA. That is the way to get through. Plenty of time for your calls. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away. Let me take you guys in order right now. Let's go to Mimi calling all the way from beautiful Austin, Texas. Hey, Mimi, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hey, Warren. Hi. Great
How
to
you
listen
today?
To you.
Well,
so this caller called before with regard to a hypoallergenic dog for a child with allergies.
Yeah, yeah.
And my friend, she had asthma, very bad asthma attacks. She loved animals. She did research, and she got a Bichon, and she was fine. My son was born. He had bad allergies. He was begging me for a dog. We went out and got a Bichon, and he was fine. So there you go.
So you became a, as I call them, bitchin' frizzies. You became a Bichon Frise fan.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, when Bichons were relatively rare, there weren't a whole lot of Bichons on it. Maybe it's my fault there are. I was doing, you know, Regis and Kathy Lee, I was the Pet Authority on that show for what, 15, 16 years. And Kathy and Frank Gifford wanted a dog. And I remember getting them their first dog, which was a Bichon Frise named Chardonnay. And then getting them a second Bichon Frise named Chardonnay and Cabernet. I forget now. I forget the dog's name. Chardonnay and Chablis. I don't know. But anyway, that's when they started becoming really popular. It's a great breed of dog. And yeah, a lot of people swear by them for allergies. Now, it depends on the type of allergy. For example, there are certain breeds of dogs, such as poodles, such as Portuguese water dogs, American water spaniels, Irish water spaniels. These are the breeds of dogs that don't have fur. They have hair. That's why poodles have to be groomed. They don't shed because they have hair versus fur. Well, they don't shed the same amount as other dogs. Then there are also dogs that the Peruvian Inca orchid, something you've probably never heard of, or the Mexican hairless, or Jolo Zinquente. These are all breeds of dogs that don't have hair. But you know, it's interesting, because even that, in some cases, people might react to. So it really depends on what the reactive thing that's causing your allergy reaction response is by. But yeah, a lot of people swear by Bichon Frises. A lot of people swear by this breed of dog or that breed of dog. But I don't think there's any such thing as a real hypo or I don't know which way to say hyperactive, a dog that's really totally allergy free. And the reason they were developed originally, the Golden Doodles, the Labradoodles, is because the woman was an Australian woman whose husband had really severe allergies, and she wanted him. And I thought he was also blind. I believe he was also challenged with his eyes as well. And she was in Hawaii at the time, and she developed the golden retriever, and she put it together with a poodle. The poodle, because of its incredible intelligence, the golden retriever because of its amazing temperament, and felt that, you know, by establishing the golden doodle. And yet there are people that call me with golden doodles that absolutely love their dogs, but they're still showing effects with allergies. So I guess it depends on the individual in terms of what. But you've been lucky with Bichons, huh?
Yeah, it worked for my friend, and it worked for us. So
do you still have that Bichon now? Do you still have that little Bichon now?
No, she lived to 15, but we did try the hairless cat, but that did not work.
The Sphinx. Yeah. You know what the problem is with the hairless cat? Is that 90% of people, 90%, I think I got a hairball, 90% of people are not allergic to the cat's fur. They're more allergic to the cat's saliva. And cats being fastidiously clean, they're grooming themselves constantly, which means they're spreading saliva all over their bodies constantly. So a lot of people that assume they're reacting to the fur on the cat, they're really reacting to saliva on the cat. But you know what? That's why when I was growing up, you know, at first I was diagnosed. In fact, not even when I was older, I was diagnosed with allergies. I remember going to one doctor, and he said, when I came back from overseas, he said, you know, I don't know how you would be able to train all those animals if you have an allergy to dogs. Well, Doc, you better come up with another diagnosis really, really quick. Give me whatever you want. Just don't give me allergic to dogs. I can take anything else besides that. Anyway, great call. Yeah. What's the weather like? Are you getting rain in Austin today?
It's drizzling. It's about 72. We've had a lot of rain, but that's okay. My garden is growing nice, so can't complain.
There you go. So you don't have any dogs right now then, right? No dogs?
Well, my friend has a dog, and he's having a problem with coyotes. So if I could get an air horn, that would be
I forgot to say, I'm giving those away, too. I'm going to put you one of those days. I'm going to put you on hold, Mimi from Austin, Texas, and we're going to send you, or Suzette, the lovely Suzette, is going to get on with you. We're going to send you one of those air horns. By the way, every time Molly and Willie are out with me, an air horn is in my hand. If you want to get one of those air horns, they're like $9-$10, I think. You can get them on my website, thepetshow.com. They're really tiny. I know they sell the big ones. They fit right into your palm. They have two different sounds that you can use. And I'm telling you, if you have a dog and you walk your dog, or even when you walk by yourself, a lot of people walk by themselves. I see them in the morning when I walk. Bottom line is, carrying one of those air horns could be exactly what you need to protect you without harming the coyote, just scaring them enough to kind of have them move out of the way so you can continue walking your dog or whatever else you need to do. The phone number here, 86, by the way, they're available at the website, thepetshow.com, thepetshow.com. You can get the air horns there. Phone number here, I'm telling you, 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. Man, we are all over the place today. We got Tila calling from Alabama. We're going to get to you, Tila. And we also got Ilona calling from Beverly Hills. The number 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Tila, Ilona, will get right to you. But I want to take a break right now because I want to share this with you. For years now, you hear me talking about Delta Rescue, and I want you guys to really, really dig in and support them because they do work that no one else is able to do or no one else is capable to do. So listen to me carefully. This is written, but I'm going to interject in the middle. If you were sure, 100% positive, that with every single dollar you donated, that you can really, I mean really, change the destiny of dogs and cats that have been through hell, thrown out in the wild, dumped in lots, dumped in parking garages, dumped in the woods, dumped in the cities, dumped in the forest. Let me ask you, if you knew that every dollar you donated could change your destiny, isn't that a legacy you'd want to leave behind? Of course it is. For over 44 years, Leo Grillo, the amazing Leo Grillo, and Delta Rescue would never, ever, ever be able to do the absolutely incredible, life-saving, loving work they do every day without you. That's right, you, my listeners, and your generous support. From saving lives to actually providing lifetime medical care. Listen to this. Lifetime medical care for over 1,500 dogs and cats. I'm telling you, Delta is the group that really needs your donations, and they deserve it. That's why I decided personally to make a bequest for Delta's animals in my own estate planning. Many reasons. First of all, money goes directly to the animals when they need it most right now. Avoid fundraising costs and provide tax benefits for you. It's an all-win situation. By the way, Delta Rescue happens to be a top-ranked charity by GuideStar.com, and a day doesn't go by that they don't prove that your donations are doing what they should be doing, going directly to help the animals at Delta. I get it, though. You may not be ready to make long-range plans, but every single donation, big, small, doesn't make any difference. Every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 dogs, cats, and horses, and I say this every week, not just happy, not just safe, not just healthy, but literally, literally loved, loved for the first time in their life, and every animal deserves to be loved. I want you to go to their website, deltarescue.org. Don't wait. Go there now. DeltaRescue.org. I want you to read the individual stories of these throwaway pets and how they were rescued by Delta, then ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals on your estate planning or to make a donation. Log on to DeltaRescue.org. That's DeltaRescue.org. Or if you prefer, you can text them directly, dogs to 801-801. That's dogs to 801-801. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red. A horse is a horse, of course.
See, if Mr. Ed could really talk, he'd say, get me off the racetrack now. Get me off the racetrack. Hey, we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. That number, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. We're going to take you guys right in the world. Tila, we're going to get to you. We're going to get to Ilona. We're going to get to Jennifer and Camarillo. Before I do that, though, you know, very often... people talk about decloying their cats, and to a lot of people, they think it's this, and it's more than that. So let me just clarify for everyone real quickly. The term declawing is misleading. Declawing a cat isn't anything like cutting your nails. The declawing procedure actually removes a section of the cat's toe, causing permanent dysfunction. There's no need, unless there's a veterinary issue, there's no need to declaw. If you have a scratching cat or a cat with a problem, you call me. I'll resolve that issue for you. But cutting the declawing and mutilating the cat is not the way to go. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. We're going to go to Tila first. Hi, Tila. Welcome to The Pet Show. How are you today?
Hey. Yeah, I've got a couple of things for you. One on the conning situation that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I used to have little Shih Tzus, and the little Shih Tzus used to go to on the papers back in the bedroom in my apartment. I had three. And one of them, and they would come running out and let me know when they'd gone to the bathroom. They would just, you know, and look back towards the end of the hallway. And I'd give them a treat because they'd gone potty. Well, the little middle one, little fancy pants, would just come do that kind of often. And I thought, what is going on here? And I went back there and I said, you did not go. There was nothing on the paper. And she just trotted back out like, yeah, I know.
So in other words, she wanted you to think that she had gone, even though she hadn't gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And she knew she hadn't. And so when I said, you did not go. So she would ran back down the hall like, oh, well, it didn't work.
Listen, I'll top you with that. I used to have a dog that used to fake pee.
Oh gosh!
I had a lot of dogs at that time, maybe 30. I would take him outside for a walk, and he would see the other dogs peeing, and of course I would give him a little treat as they go to the bathroom. And I know he was out maybe 20 minutes ago, and just emptied his. I know there was nothing there. He would lift his leg and make believe he was peeing. Maybe he thought he was, just because he wanted to get that.
They're
incredible. They have conned me my entire life. My entire life, they have. But I love that. That's what I love about living with them, is I love the fact that, that sometimes I can accept that they're smarter than me.
The other thing I wanted to tell you is someone called in about, people petting their dogs. And, of course, you know, I've told you I take care of a lot of pets. I've got a couple right now I'm taking care of. Anytime I'm out with someone's pet and someone's approaching, I just tell them, if you want to pet the dog, I need you to, first of all, if they're taller than pets, which they usually are, to squat down, not hover over, don't bend over, squat down, and palm up under the chin.
Always without the fingers. Because, that's why so many children get bit, because they're so animated with their fingers in their hands. The other thing you need to do, and this is what I do.
They can't tell what's happening. You know, when you come over their head, they can't tell. So they raise their head up. They don't even get pet at that point.
You're right. Here's what I do. When someone approaches me, I ask my dog, do you want to meet this person or not? Mm-hmm. I asked the dog first. Anyway, Tila, I got to run. Say hello to everyone in Birmingham. In Birmingham, I can tell by your voice you're not from Beverly Hills. Anyway, thanks for calling. Keep listening to the show. I really appreciate that call. I love getting calls from the South. Some of the accents, I spent a lot of time in the South, and some of them just amaze me. And they don't make too much fun of my... When I do my national show, it goes all over the country, they don't make too much fun of my accent. Every once in a while, they do. The phone number here, 866-870-KRLA, 866-870-5752. Let me go to Ilona, and then we'll go to Jennifer. Hi, Ilona. Welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. No accent here. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. First of all, did I hear that you no longer live in Santa Monica?
I moved to Arizona, yeah, but I come back every 3 months for medical
reasons. What city in Arizona did you move to?
Peoria, Vistancia.
Wow. Well,
it's about 35 minutes away from Phoenix.
Okay. So my question is, I have a senior cat. He's about 12. He's lost a little weight. He's FIV positive, so we take care of him. And we do go to your favorite number one, Dr. Alan Shulman. quite frequently. But my question is, what would be the best food to gradually feed him for a little bit of weight gain?
You got me. You know, it all depends. And when you have a cat or a dog, especially a senior cat or dog that's losing weight, and people ask me, what can I feed him to get the weight back on? My first response is why is he losing weight? Is there some medical reason that's causing him to lose weight? So that's the first thing. And you top vet, Dr. Shulman, my good buddy. What does Shulman say about the weight loss? Have you spoken to him about it?
You know, we were there a short time ago, and he was so mad until I had him shaved, and that's when I noticed he's lost weight. No, he's FIV positive, and he's a senior, so that might enter into it. But I figured there are some specific brands of cat food that offer extra calories for older pets. But let me ask
There are products. There was a product out there years ago. I don't know if it's still available. There was a product out there years ago. God, this is going back to my many years of TV days, and I would show different products. It was called Stimuate. And I don't know if they had it for cats. Maybe they did. It was a high caloric paste. I think they do have some for cats as well. It's a high, and you might just ask Shulman. You can get it from him. A high caloric paste that you can kind of put on the cat's nose or his paws, and they lick it off so they increase the calorie.
Or even in the food.
Or even in the food, exactly. You might want to try the kitty lickies. I'm telling you, maybe that'll encourage him to eat more. The doggy lickies are amazing, and the kitty lickies, I get calls. So I'm going to send you some kitty lickies anyway.
Would feeding kitty food be better, or is that too high in protein?
Oh, you mean kitten food?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be changing back to kitten food at this point. I mean, he's digesting his food properly, no loose poops like that.
I mean,
yeah, I would try just, let's get, first of all, I would run it by Shulman, but I'm going to send you some of the kitty lickies. It's kind of like a porridge, just it squeezes out
I
of
know
a tube.
What it is.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah, just squeeze it over some of their food. Another thing, try to encourage him to eat more. Have you tried using the spring water from tuna?
Yes, he eats. There's no problem about eating. He eats like 3 or 4 times a day. He's a
okay. So
but
maybe
I just want
to
get him up. He lost maybe a pound and a half to 2, and I want to get him back on track.
What is he? What does he weigh less than 10 pounds?
He weighs around 12 or 13.
You know, 12 pounds is normal weight for a cat.
All right, I'm going to ask Shulman what he might recommend to do.
Yeah,
you know what? I'm sorry, I did already, and he there's a prescription. There's one brand, I don't know if I want to say it on the that does that, but it's actually by prescription only. So I thought maybe there might be something over the counter.
Well, there are, you know, you can get prescription. Some of the prescription diets are available over the counter at places like Chewy, so you might want to try that as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you very much. And
don't go in. No, I'm sending you some more kitty lickies. Can I not send you kitty lickies? Come on, you don't have an accent.
We'll
you get some kitty lickies.
We have like 3 cats, you know, they'll share it.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold.
Lots of kitty lickies.
Kitty lickies on its way. You got to call me back and let me know how much your cat's up. I'm going to put you on hold. Suzette's going to pick up and some kitty lickies on its way to you. And I appreciate that phone call. Whew. Phone number here at the Pet Show, 866-870-KRLA. You're laughing. I got another 2 hours to do after this. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number, 866-870-5752. So, yeah, it's true. I'm living in Arizona, but I go back every couple of months because I'll be going back for my doctors. And people say, well, why don't you just get doctors in Arizona? You know, it's kind of like your animal behaviorist. You want to stick with them as long as you possibly can. I've been using the same doctors for 25 years. They know me. I know them. It's like going to the veterinarian. If you go to the regular veterinarian all the time, you feel more comfortable. And so it's worth the 5.5 hour ride to beautiful Southern California to see my regular doctors. Hey, the phone number here, 866-870-KRLA. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to be right up there, Jennifer, 866-870-5752. 866-870-KRLA. Quick break, then right back to your phone calls. Also, when we come back, I'm going to tell you why I don't believe there's anything, there's no such thing as a trained dog. Did I really say that? No such thing as a trained dog? Hear me out when I come back. I'm Warren next time. You're listening to The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. You know, I did a lot of work this week for the show. I want to share this with you. I get right to you, Jennifer, and get right after this. You heard me teasing all morning long why I believe there's no such thing as a trained dog. So I wrote this out. Let me just read it to you, and you can respond to it if you want to. Don't listen to the old adage, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's just not true. Your dog can keep learning new things throughout their entire life. They want to keep learning, so keep challenging your dog. Keep rewarding and celebrating their successes. It's proven to be beneficial for both you and your dog. In addition to all the mental and physical benefits to keeping your dog in training throughout their life, training can also keep your dog safe and less likely to get in trouble. So you never have a trained dog. As far as I'm concerned, training is learning, just like learning. You're never learned. You keep learning. I believe you keep training your dog throughout their entire life, so there's no such thing as a trained dog as long as they keep learning. At least that's how I feel. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. Hey, Jennifer in Camarillo, welcome to The Pet Show.
Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you today?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing fabulous. What can I do for you?
I'd like to know what to do about my dachshund. Every time he sees somebody, whether it's walking on the sidewalk or whether we're at church and he knows people, he always barks at them regardless.
And what do you do when he barks?
Well, we tell him no and yell at him, but he doesn't listen.
Okay, so in other words, he's getting a lot of attention for being bad, isn't he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, a couple of things going on. First of all, we don't want a dog barking in church. That's for darn sure. But there's a couple of things you need to understand. First of all, dachshunds are amazing dogs. It's kind of like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. So I would like to get more familiar with the type of growling he's doing. Is he growling like he's going to bite somebody, or is he just growling kind of as a little bit of a warning or barking? And let me go over the barking with you, okay? Barking is important to understand. We may assume that a dog is barking for no reason, but from the dog's perspective, he may be barking for a reason that we're unaware of. Maybe it's a sound he heard. Maybe it's the way the person walks or the person looks. So tell me more about how much barking he's actually doing.
Well, every time a neighbor walks down the sidewalk and he sees them, he barks like crazy at them.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So your next door neighbor walks in front of your house. What's your dog's name? What's your dog's name?
Joseph.
Joseph. So the dog, the neighbor walks in front of your house. Joseph, your dachshund, starts to bark. And how long does he bark for?
At least a few minutes till somebody goes out there and yells at him.
And when you yell at him, what's his reaction?
He stops and looks and then either comes in the house to see what we want or continues barking.
Okay, it sounds to me like the dog just being a little protective of its territory. So what I need to do at this point is when you go to the dog and you start saying no bad dog and yelling at him, you're actually reinforcing that behavior, okay? Because you're paying a lot of attention to it, and dogs like kids react to either positive or negative attention. My approach has always been this, okay? And you've heard people call me on the show 100 times saying thank you for the advice. When my dog would bark at someone, when Molly and Willie, when we first got them, and even when we moved to Arizona because everything's new to them, when they were barking, rather than than going out there and saying, no, bad dog, knock it off, phooey. I would go out there and say, hey, thank you, Molly. Thank you, Willie. I know I heard you. I have it from here. And I would quiet them down that way, letting them know they're not getting corrected for barking. I'm thanking them for barking and letting them know that I'm taking over from here. You got the bad guys. So that's how I would react to it. Because if you react to it in any other way, either by saying, no, 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 bad dog, shut up, knock it off, or trying to give the dog a toy or a treat at that point, you're reinforcing that barking behavior. But I want you to understand that dogs bark. That's what dogs do. That's why I asked you how long the dog was barking for. If he's barking while the person's in sight, that's normal barking, nothing to be overly worried about. If he's barking for 20 minutes for no reason, that's a different ball game. But I want you to understand what I would do in your case is rather than try to correct him for barking, what I would do is go out there and thank him for barking and let him know he did it. No need to continue. I have it from here, and be consistent about that. Let me do this, Jennifer. Let me put you on hold. Let me send you a copy of how to get your dog to do what you want. And the reason I want to do that is because there's an entire chapter in there specifically on excessive barking. A lot of people don't realize that, generally speaking, I'm trying to think, I've never heard a dog bark for no reason. Maybe a reason that I don't know, maybe a reason that you don't know, but I've never heard a dog bark for no reason. He heard something maybe we didn't hear. He smelled something that we didn't smell. He saw something that we didn't see. He's reacting to something entirely different. So when people say to me, my dog barks for no reason, I've never met a dog that barks for no reason. I just recently had someone text me an Ask Warren question, by the way. If you want to check that out, you can ask me a question at thepetshow.com. And they said their dog is barking louder and louder and louder. And I said, how old is the dog? And they told me how old the dog was. And they said, have you ever tried speaking to your vet or trying to see if the dog perhaps is losing its hearing? Just like when people lose their hearing, they tend to speak louder and louder and louder. When dogs lose their hearing, they tend to bark louder and louder. They're not hearing themselves the same way. So a little understanding goes a long way. So when people say, oh, my dog's barking like crazy, and he's older now, and he's barking like nuts, how do I correct him? You don't want to correct him. You want to figure out why he's barking, understand why, and then guide him in the right direction. Just the approach I take, a much more positive approach. And let's face it, you know, living with our dogs, living with our cats is probably the most incredible thing we can do. So when they have little idiosyncrasies or little problems, can you imagine if my dogs, if Molly and Willie were to point out my problems to you guys? Can you imagine what that would be like? It would be a book. Can you imagine if your dog or your cat would tell you or tell someone else all your behavioral issues? I'm sure that would be a book as well. So sometimes it's okay to give a little bit. Let them be dogs. Start trying to stop your dog and trying to make them respond like Little Lord Pontenroy, whatever that name is. Make them understand that it's okay. It's okay to be naughty once in a while. It's fine to be naughty. Dig a hole once in a while. Smell another dog's butt once in a while. Roll in the mud once in a while. It's important to be a dog. 866-870-KRLA, the phone number. Quick break, then back to your calls. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show. And we are back on The Pet Show. I want to go over a few things with you guys, and this is kind of important to me. You know, I get a lot of people that ask me questions they can't get through on The Pet Show. The phones are busy. I really am stressing that you go to my YouTube channel. And the reason I say that is it gives me the opportunity to go into a lot more detail than obviously I'm going to answering a question on the radio. Well, we do a lot of questions, and I'm very proud of the show and how we've been resolving issues for 44 years. But lots of times there's deeper resolutions, or it's needed that the guardian needs to go a little bit deeper to understand why their dog or their cat is behaving a certain way. And the bottom line is it gives me the opportunity to do that on a YouTube channel. So I want you to check it out. Subscribe. It's absolutely free. It's youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. youtube.com/Warren Eckstein. Also, if you're not following me on Instagram, it's Instagram @Warren Eckstein as well. And the reason I say that is, like, I don't have the opportunity to share as much information one day a week, but I do share a lot of information all week long at those two sites. So check them out, youtube.com/Warren Eckstein or the thepetshow.com. And there's literally hundreds and hundreds of articles that may resolve some issues you may be having. Before we run out of time, let me just give you the phone number. By now, you all know that when I get off the air here in exactly 3 or 4 minutes, I do my international show for Radio America. It goes all over the United States and Canada. And now that's also part of America Forces Radio, Armed Forces Radio, as it used to be called, which goes all over the world to bases around as well. So it's the same type of show. I give away the same type of gift. So if you want to call that show, you might be out driving around right now or maybe shopping, whatever you're doing, write this number down. You can start calling it, not before, but you can start calling it at 1 o'clock, which is about 3 minutes from now. That number is 877, also toll-free, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Before we go, I want to talk about this. You know, when we train our dogs, it's not about shouting commands in a materialistic way. Having done as many courses I've done, people, sit, stay, down, come. No. You don't have to shout commands in a militaristic way. But it's more about creating a relationship with your dog based on mutual respect, trust, and most importantly, understanding. Discovering what to do is really critical. And, you know, I'm even dropping the term command. And I know that sounds a little crazy. Why? But the term command actually means commanding your dog to do something. But if you've taken the time to really establish that mutual respect and that trust, and you've taken the time to educate your pet properly, that word command sometimes scares me. That's why over the last few years, you hear me talk against that. Everyone using this alpha, 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 alpha. Very often, the alpha scenario, or the reason a dog is behaving that way, is because he has no other choice based on the fact that he's been trained using a militaristic way. Now, nothing against the military. You know, I have a lot of background there. But sometimes with your own personal dog, it's not just you. It's the entire family. 2.5 kids, grandma down the block, the next door neighbor. That's why it's important to establish mutual respect and mutual trust when you're talking with your dog, especially when you're training your dog. And that's really, really important. And in terms of my response, have you ever been conned by your dog? You guys embarrassed? You know you have. You know how many times that maybe one person in the house took the dog out for a walk and you didn't realize it, and that person went to sleep or went out. You came home and the dog looks, here's my leash. How about taking him for another walk? You know what I'm talking about. Hey, the phone number for the network show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. Till next week, give all your pets a big hug and a kiss for you. One right between the ears for me. I'm Warren Eckstein. And once again, thank you for listening to The Pet Show.